you have to look at the Mayan calendar itself, and the Mayan calendar was made up of five great cycles that encompassed 5,125 years, and each of the last four cycles ended in cataclysm. And as I want to talk about in a minute, the prediction that there's on one of the codices we still have left, which is the most famous codice, the Dresden Codex, on the last page it would indicate that the last day of the Mayan calendar ends with a great flood. And this is about as close as we can get to knowing what is going to happen.
How would they know the future? Is it through Kukulkan, who told them basically what is going to happen, or were they making predictions? What was happening?
Well, it would have to be through Kukulkan. But let's for a moment just take a look at what the Mayan calendar really is, because when I hear the word calendar, I think of a calendar that's pinned up on my bulletin board and yes. I X off the days. What a calendar by definition is in this case is it's an instrument of time and space. It's an instrument that measures specifically how long it takes the Earth to revolve around the sun. Now, the Mayan calendar goes a little bit further because it also understands things that are going on in the cosmos. And now let's take a step back for a second. The Milky Way, we live in the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way is a spiral galaxy. It's about 100,000 light years in diameter. It's made up of approximately 200 billion stars. Now, one of those stars, of course, is our sun, which is located in one of the spiral arms, the Orion arm, mm-hmm. which is about 35,000 light years from the galactic center. Now, we know now, astronomers know that the galactic center, the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, is a gigantic black hole. Now, this black hole functions as sort of a kind of celestial magnet. It pulls the Milky Way in a powerful vortex. So if you can imagine, our galaxy is like a giant drain, and the water is being pulled around by the sucking motion of the mm-hmm. drain pulling the water in. So everything in our galaxy is constantly moving. Now, as we speak, as you and I are speaking tonight, our solar system is whipping around the galactic center point at a velocity of, if you can believe this, 135 miles a second.
That's pretty fast.
Now, despite that speed, 135 miles a second, it still takes the Earth 226 million years to complete one revolutionary cycle around the Milky Way. Now, as our solar system moves through the galaxy, because it's just one small speck in this huge galaxy, it follows a 14-degree wide path called the ecliptic. Now, the ecliptic crosses the Milky Way in such a manner that it periodically moves into alignment with the center bulge of the galaxy, which is that black hole. Now, when the Maya looked into the night sky, they saw a dark rift or a dark elongated band of basically dense interstellar clouds beginning where the ecliptic crossed the Milky Way. And in the myth of the Popol Vuh, which is the Mayan equivalent of the Bible, they refer to this dark rift as the Black Road or Xibalbabé, which is also was representative of a giant serpent, and that serpent connected life and death and the earth and the underworld. So the myth of the Mayan culture is described in the Mayan Popol Vuh. The reality of it is that they were able to chart the heavens in ways that we couldn't even imagine. And again, it was Kukulkan who imparted this wisdom upon them.
Isn't that amazing that they were able to do this with the wisdom and, I guess, understand it?
To a certain extent, I think they understood the events that were tied to it. I don't think they really understood exactly how the cosmos worked. Kukulkan did, but I don't think his followers did. The calendar itself, now let's talk about the Mayan calendar for a second, and you put up a great picture on your website of it. Remember that old game Spirograph,
mm-hmm.
which is you had these little wheels that spun around. You made great designs with it. Well, the Mayan calendar is sort of like a three-dimensional spirograph. It has a small calendar surrounded by a larger calendar, surrounded by a final gear, like a gears and a clock. And these three calendars made up the Mayan calendar. Now, there was a fourth calendar, which I'll talk about in a second, but of the three calendars, The smaller of the first calendar is called the solar calendar, or the Hob. And the Hob has 365 days, but it's divided a little different than we divide ours. It's divided into 18 20-day months. And then there were five special days that were considered to be really bad. And the Mayan solar calendar is the one that's actually a 10,000th of a day more accurate than our own modern-day calendar. So that in itself is amazing because this calendar was made 2,000 years ago by a group of jungle-dwelling Indians. I mean, how the hell did they do that? Then you have the second calendar, which is a little bit larger, that the first calendar circulates around. The second calendar is called the ceremonial or the Tolkien calendar. Now, that's made up of 260 days, which divided up into 13 names and 13 days. And that calendar was used to determine the names of their newborns, the best days to wed, the best days to battle. And that calendar was centered around the planet Venus, which was the brightest light in the night sky. So they knew all about the birth of Venus and knew how Venus traveled. Now, the third calendar, which is the outer ring in this three-dimensional gears, that was called the calendar round. And that was a 52-year cycle, which was the equivalent of about the Mayan century. And these three calendars rotated as one working gear so that each day had very specific meaning over the 52 years. Now, there was one more calendar, and this is the one that's really the one that makes all the prophecies, and that was called the long count calendar. And the long count calendar represented the beginning of the Mayan culture, which calculates to a date of August 13, 3114 BC, and it ends on December 21st in 2012, 6 years from tonight, which equates to doomsday. Now, the long count calendar was made up of something called ketums. Now, a ketum was a 20-year period that repeated every 260 years, and it was the ketums that they used to predict the future. Now, we don't have a whole lot of evidence in writing because the Spanish priest burned so much, but from what we do know, and we know from the book of Shalom Balam, which was used to translate these reoccurring ketums, we know things that happened. For instance, and this is where it gets really interesting, ketum number 5 predicted a time of misfortune where order and subjects separate and the people will lose faith in their leaders. Leaders will be harshly treated, according to ketum 5. One may even be killed. Now, the last time ketum 5 recycled was in 1855 during the Civil War. And when it talks about a leader being killed, that was Lincoln.
That was Lincoln.
Ketum 8 predicted a culture in disarray, a time of demolition and cheating among the government leaders, an end to greed, but a lot of fighting. It also predicted a time to settle in a new direction. The last time Ketum 8 recycled was in the 1960s during the Vietnam War.